Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning, Easy Way family. And Risa, superstar Risa Gray, are you on with us?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Risa, why do I picture you with a Santa's hat on and like all tired out from distributing gifts all over the place? Is that accurate or not? I don't know.
I think you're delusional, Jim.
Okay.
I think so.
Must have been an off dream. Okay. But it has
my,
been.
My
has
grandchildren been. Have gotten big. They're way grown, and I just don't even remember Santa's name anymore. What can I tell you?
Maybe it was. Yeah, no. It's it goes by fast, Reith, and those little kids are now all grown up. And I meet people, and I go, I'm thinking, oh, little Billy is like 3 or 4, and little Billy is 15 or 16 now. Boy,
exactly.
And we got the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala coming up on December 31st. This is going to be the most anticipated. I'm totally waiting to see what's going on. This is going to be exciting. But Reith, I did your deal with all the tech time and everything. I went online and did a lot of my shopping this time, and I have to admit, it was kind of cool. When people bring this stuff to you instead of going all over the place shopping, I enjoyed it. So
I've been doing it for years between gift cards and shopping online. Christmas has not been a problem for me in years.
Yeah, and even with the lockdown, people got out. We're going to have that in our reports. And with that, we'll jump into our hot topic time and let you guys know what's going on.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic. Stimulus money is coming. The president is supposed to sign. I don't know. He may have already signed it. It's late back east. But the president's going to sign the new stimulus package. I want to advise everyone, money may just come magically in the mail like it last time, but it may not. So you might want to check your qualifications. I'm sure it will be online as soon as it's available, and see if there's anything you have to do to get your stimulus money. And that's definitely the hot topic. $9 trillion, it's an amount of money I can't even imagine. But when you break it down to each individual, it's not that much money. So spend it, well, get it and then save it, and then when you have to, spend it wisely. And it looks like things are going to be happening with the president. The incoming president says that he's taking office on January, I think it's the 20th. And hopefully we're going to have a peaceful transition with that. I have lived in America my whole life, and one of the things we prided ourselves on was we have peaceful transitions every four years. So everybody, let's really try to stay calm, stay cool, stay collected, and we are going to have that peaceful transition. How about that, Jim?
That sounds like a winner to me. I'll tell you what, I'm in on that. So anyway, we have going on with the news. Christmas cannot be closed, that's for sure. The excitement was all around the world. Mass celebrations, the Christian holidays, and the lights, music, it was all over. And it was a needed boost for the for all that's been going on. Retail sales were more than 60% of people in the USA prefer to do their shopping online. And last year, holiday sales surpassed the $1 trillion mark, and that's with the T, yeah. And the U.S. Holds spending at an average of $1,536 per household. It was a little bit lower this time. The average in 2020 was about 1,000. And, you know, so overall, that's a lot of money going out there. So the storms I was talking about, the west, East Coast had been buried in the snow. Well, it kind of changed to snow and rain now. And out here, we got a much-needed rainstorm. It's been a little bit dry. So it balances out. You know, when people say, well, it's changing times and that, but I don't know for sure if that's doing everything, but with the climate change. But before, Reith and I always tell you, before you travel, check to see what it's like where you're going. You know, like we were talking about Hawaii, we had a volcano eruption. So will that change your travel plans? Despite travel warnings from health and officials, many Americans still did their traveling and got together over the holidays. President Trump pulls back on, as Reith was saying, on the package, but he finally went ahead and signed it. He didn't want to have all that, what they call pork belly spending. There's a lot of millions going overseas. He wanted to stay here and bring that $600 stimulus check up to $2,000 for individuals. So now it's signed. Lawmakers still want to raise that amount. So when you heard the 600 figure, that might go up. So hopefully it will. So anyway, the authorities know what triggered the Nashville bombing that you heard about, but it's still a still a mystery of why it happened. Workers are big time anxious to get back to work. A lot of the small businesses, a lot of people resort to, you know, they have the unemployment and so on, but when it runs out, borrowing. You have to be careful on that. A lot of homeowners had the banks put their payments off and at the end of the loan, which helped them, and that goes on for a certain amount of time. Sometimes you have to pay it back after a certain amount of months. So look into that. Do your research. You can get help and aid on that. So we're still at a great rent interest rate, and we got to go now. It's time for a commercial, but 2.5%, guys. So if there's any way of buying, this is the time. And with that, I think we're looking at a commercial, Reith.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
We do it the easy way.
Do it the easy way. And we have our own special guest coming up today. Sophia Alvarez has been with us, attending LA Film School in motion graphic design. She's attending Christian Leaders Institute, and she has a lot of accolades. Total Surrender Workshop founder, 72 hours of continuous nonstop worship events, and network marketing to help those in need around the world. And it's just it goes on and on. She's just a lady who likes to help, but is so gifted and talented in so many other fields that we love bringing her on. Sophia, you on with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello, Sophia.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lisa.
And you know Reefa?
Hello, Reefa.
Good morning, Reefa. Good morning, Sophia.
Ooh, it's a Monday morning. It's a beautiful, rainy Monday morning.
Oh, it's so great. We needed this. And, you know, I'm looking out, and it is coming down pretty hard out here. But, Sophia, you are such a what's the term when you just keep going and keep moving on? And with all you accomplish, you just have to bring the workshops with you to help people. What do you think it was that drew you into that as you're growing up? What was your inspiration?
Well, it's actually doing the worship events. And what it was is I used to attend church with our neighbors, which were Spanish all the time. And I would go to the services. And even though they were in Spanish, the spirit transcends language and place and et cetera, et cetera. So even being there worshiping God in Spanish, it was just a place of where you were just able to come to that one place with our Lord and our Savior, and it touched me, and through the music and through the worship. And since then, it was something that was sown into my spirit. And later on in the years, I met this wonderful lady named Kara Madden, and we attended Pastor Michelle Corral's ministry. We worked for her, Breath of the Spirit Ministry. And from there, we launched our own ministry of Total Surrender. And we were led to do worship events. So we traveled to go ahead and do worship events. And then we did them for a consecutive period of time, from 32 hours to continuous of 72 hours.
Oh, my.
And,
yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of education, a lot of schooling in this, and you just reach out to help so many people. What is it, you know, like now we're going through the pandemic thing, you come across a lot of people. What do you think it is that you see that's their main concerns? Because you have, you know, marketing and the affiliates and so much more, and a lot of money has been spent in the research that you've worked with.
Yeah.
What are you seeing out there? You know, people are all over. Some are working, some aren't. Even those that are working are not making as much as they used to. What are you hearing out there? And where do they need you most? What do you see?
I believe this 2020, even touch for this year alone, has been something that's been a double-edged sword, I believe. I believe it took everybody and leveled them on a level playing field. It took those who were really high in the industry and brought them down, and those who haven't had an opportunity have brought them up. Those who are,
good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, you have those that have been in the community of business for such a long period of time, but now they've been operating in the physical realm, but now they have to sit here and operate in digital. You know, first it was the websites, and then it was the apps, and now it's our way of communicating is one-on-one. So now we take it to Zoom level, you know, because we no longer have, well, I can't say no longer because the future I'm sure is going to be changed, but at this time and period, it's like the only way that we can communicate, or should I say we adapt as people, is to be able to find out what way we can promote our business or take our businesses to the next level. And what has been amazing is things that have been working for over 20 years is being brought back into light, like the affiliates and the marketing and all that technology, you know, is just brought forward up to speed. And what right now I see is people who haven't had the opportunity to make an income. Now it's like with Easy Way, you know, network, Sophia's network marketing, et cetera, we have created the platform and done the work for years to bring to you just easy accessibility to take your businesses to the next level, that everything you would need from schooling to promotion to TV to radio to magazine, I mean, we have it all.
So it's so like,
if you were looking at a chart, Sophia, you know, where the little needle goes up and down, like in the stock market, you would see a major needle going way up as far as the learning curve on this new type of, you know, online education and stuff, so people can start making money at home, right?
That is true. And that's the only way that they're going to take it to the next level, because if before it was like, okay, everybody needed a website. So everybody got a website. Well, what did you do with that website once you had it? It meant nothing. Why? Because it was like I explain it, it's like a star in the sky. You know, you have a star in the sky, you have something to direct people to your website, direct people to your app, direct people to your business, direct, you know, promote, expose. It has no value. So this is where we, you know, Easy Way Network, Sophia's Network Marketing, and those all across the board in digital, we've been doing this for a while, so now we have a place to shine, because we have, once again, brought all those resources for everyone here. And what we have is golden, especially on the Easy Way Wall of Fame with our social media platform. It's like I had the last time Eric was on, I had him like show the page for our social media. And we have on there, I think there's like 20 icons for different social networks, say LinkedIn and Facebook and Pinterest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what's amazing about our platform for Easy Way Wall of Fame is you create your profile like you do a Facebook, you go in there and you post, let's say you would like you would a Facebook page, and below you get to share to those icons. Say you share to your Facebook, you share to your and to your LinkedIn, you share to your Twitter the same post that you just made in Easy Way Wall of Fame. And all you're doing is clicking your icons that you're already connected to within that other platform, and it's done for you. You don't have to go and spend separate hours of doing all this, you know, time of doing a Twitter platform and then going to your Facebook and posting and then going to your LinkedIn and posting and then going to your Pinterest. It's all done at one time. So this is what we're creating for you.
And Sophia, you talked about people expecting their website to be able to do stuff for them, and then their feelings get so hurt because nobody knows about their website. So I always want to just emphasize how important it is to have someone who is doing your PR, who is linking your different platforms one to another, or else you can spend all day just managing your website or your Facebook, and then you have you get no results because you don't know what you're doing. So the Wall of Fame, like you said, just kind of hooks it all up together.
Yeah. Hours. Yes. I mean, it saves me so much time. And then the connection. I mean, the connections that are with Easy Way Wall of Fame is just, and Easy Way itself is just amazing. It's top notch. I mean, you have people from the top of the industries across the board. And like you said, Aretha, it's like we have the tools, you know. We have all these tools, and we have all this education, but unless we apply it, it does nothing for us. So we want we live in a lazy society. Is not only do we want our tools, but we want to use our tools for us. You know, and these tools have been created and worked hard to come and make them so that way you can utilize them yourself. Because as you, as a business owner, you know exactly who, you know, your people you're communicating with, you know, your audience, you know who you're corresponding with, you know what type of reach, you know what they like, what they don't like. So, you know, to be able to take all the tools that we bring to you and customize it for yourself.
Yeah.
And just use these. It's just an amazing platform. It's a gold mine. And for anybody who is serious and utilize what we have, I mean, their business is going. It's gone. I mean, just.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Eric's very concerned with the people he works with and getting, you know, like Aretha was saying, the results. You build all this, but you have to have people go to what you have, because there's so many out there. I don't know the statistics, but there's a lot out there. All right, so going back to people in general that are out there and with a question mark, like what's going on, how long will this last, what are you finding that's some of the concerns other than financial? What's the financial leading into as far as the other issues they have? You know, is it domestic problems? Or do you think it's, you know, divorce situations? What are the things that come at you? Because you cover all the gambits of this.
Sophia?
Okay, let's see.
Sophia?
We got a lot of wind and rain out there, so we might drop a little bit. But Reese, you've covered a lot of territory when you're out there. People are issues with finances, of course. But, you know, you've heard the statistics where these shutdowns can lead to other issues where people are stuck at home, and does it create different situations? Well, I see it as like, okay, I'm not crabby because I'm at home, you know, but there are situations where they get frustrated, right?
Sorry, guys.
That's true. Well, are you back, Sophia?
Yes.
Okay. There she is. Went to get a cup of coffee.
I mean,
you fit right into our baby boomer show.
We're almost out of time, Sophia. So, what would you say to sum up just being affiliated with the Easy Way Wall of Fame and getting their business connected? Give us a quick, how do they do that?
My rundown would be, first of all, go to the easywaywalloffame.com, fill out your profile, get it filled up like you do Facebook or your LinkedIn and your other, actually I would even say those ones, because those are the ones you're going to connect and link also to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile, because like I said, you have those icons and the ability to share to those other platforms. So I would say, get all that ready. Get all your promotions, whatever it may be for your business, photos, you know, your blog, and start utilizing that platform. Start taking advantage of the people that are on there. Start taking advantage of being able to use those other platforms, those icons to share to your other media sources. And start, you know, I mean, just think what you have on one media source, one icon, platform, social media, LinkedIn, whatever, but consider you add all those totals. So something that you took you 5 minutes to do for your platform, for your posting for Easy Way Wall of Fame, now you just, you know, quadruple, who knows how much, you know, you have on your following, you know, now you just shared it to all of them at one time. So I would say utilize all these tools. Even with my Sophia network marketing, you will see all those tools. I will be sharing sources and resources and affiliates. And that's another thing. I mean, the affiliates that Easy Way Wall of Fame is going to be having and have on there, once again, just utilize, take advantage of all that we have, and, you know, you will be doing fine, but you have to put the effort in. Don't just go in there and just expect it to be done for you. It's like, no, everything's already done for you. You just got to take the new
hook. Right, yeah. And so at the Total Surrender Workshop, Sophia, what do you have going on? Is there another one coming up? I went to one of yours, and it was just great. It was a lot of feeling in the air. Do you have another one planned?
Yes, I do. I actually have another one planned. It's going to be 72 hours. I was thinking about taking it digital, but considering that it will be coming in this new year, we might be able to just have, you know, the place to do
distance.
With the social distancing and, you know, all that they're, you know, asking us to do to be safe, you know, to have the facility to do it in. So we'll see how it goes, but I also think it's going to be amazing if we did this on a digital platform and just bring all the worship artists and the dancers and the singers and, you know, the band together and to do a worship event for 72 hours.
That would be interesting.
So that's in the making.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on. Is there a contact website for you or something you want to leave us with?
Also, I wanted to share the last thing I would like to share is because I am also starting a credit repair service. So it's
all right. Okay.
It's Sophia's Credit Shark. It's Sophias CreditShark.com. You can go there, and I will just fill out your information, get a free credit report and consultation. Yeah, just go ahead and go in there, and help you with all your credit.
That's something that's
going
to be needed with all this that's been going on in the last.
Yes, and the businesses and people just getting back and getting everything straightened out for this, you know, their future going forward. Yeah,
that's a whole nother show. Boy.
Yes, definitely. But I appreciate each one of you. I just want to say thank you. Blessings to you into this new year and to all our Easy Way family. It's going to be amazing. Just take this opportunity. I know that there's been a lot of loss, and so I pray for all the families and I pray for those who are in need. I pray that people would step up and step out and just help each other and love each other and just pour into each other and just be a blessing this year. And once again, you have a level platform to be able to raise up a business at this time, so take advantage of it. You know, something that you haven't thought about doing, you know, go ahead and do it. This is the time to do it.
And what you think determines the outcome. Yeah. Let's think positive, right?
Exactly.
So good New Year.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
So
thank
you
again, Sophia, for coming out.
All right, you guys be blessed.
You're very busy, but we'll be talking to you.
All right.
God
bless you. Thank you, Risa. Thank you, Tim. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, Sophia.
Bye-bye.
And with that, we're going to be, we get Carmelita's Corner coming up.
Have a commercial and then Carmelita's Corner.
All righty.
Boomer Boost is a comprehensive, all-in-one powerhouse nutritional supplement designed to specifically support your body's vital functions. Boomer Boost is the result of years of research by numerous scientists and formulators, resulting in a comprehensive nutritional powder that contains all of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even specialty nutrients in one easy-to-use drink. Boomer Boost replenishes the vital nutrients that are depleted during your body's repair process, including macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, as well as micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and specialty nutrients, allowing your body to make all of the proteins required for optimal health and execute the metabolic pathways that are the essence of human life. Many of these nutrients can only be obtained through a proper diet, and Boomer Boost provides everything your body requires to increase energy and feel great.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. I hope you're feeling grand, because I sure am. I've got a wonderful guest coming your way today, and he's got a lot to say. His name is Robert Brooks, and he comes from a long line of longshoremen, venturing way back. And he's got so many credits, we would be here all day listing them all. So I'm going to give him a chance to touch on his history, and believe me, we'll only get a chance to hear some of it today, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Welcome, Robert.
Well, thank you, Carmelita.
All right, now. There you go. Don't you like that applause?
I do.
It's a good way to start the day.
Well,
you know, when I first met you, you were a guest at an event that was produced by the Pink Lady, and better known as Jackie Goldberg, or actually better known as the Pink Lady, and Chaplain Dove Cohen. And they were honoring a couple of dear friends of ours, Larry Coven and his wife, Marcia. And they are just some of the one of the most loveliest couples that we know. And I hope they're listening today, because that's how I met you. You were sitting across from my husband, Jerry Pittman, and I, and we had a great conversation with you and your wife, Anna. And we it looks like we struck a good chord there, and we're still singing, Robert. I would like to give our engineer a hint as far as singing goes to let our audience hear some of your music. You did a wonderful rendition of Silver Bells, and it was accompanied with your dialogue. So let's hear that, engineer.
Hello everyone, this is Robert Brooks. I just want to say hi to my friends and neighbors and family and bring them a Christmas greeting. Christmas will be here in just a few days, and before you know it, New Year's will be knocking right at your front door. At any rate, I feel so blessed to live here in America, and I want to bring a message relating to that. You know, in so many countries, so many people have so little. They don't even have sometimes any kind of a shelter, much less a beautiful home. And if they do have a home, they may not have windows. They may not have a front door. They just may live on the plain dirt, carpeting not even thought of, shoes non-existent. Their food, they never know where it's coming from. But here, we live in a wonderful land of opportunity. Almost every community has a park. And in that park, sometimes there's a beautiful fountain, beautiful sprawling lawns, or maybe a small lake. There's so many things that we enjoy every day. And sometimes we don't stop and consider how lucky we are just to have some of these small things. At any rate, at this wonderful season here, I wanted to bring this small message to you. And don't forget the main reason of Christmas. A small child came here to bring peace on earth. And peace on earth is something that we all need. God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.
That was such a lovely rendition. You have a magnificent voice, which we'll hear a little bit more of before we close. But I love the message, because we do have so much to be grateful for here in America.
Yes.
You know, we look around the world and there's so many people in need, and that's one of the reasons why they all want to come here.
That's so
needy.
True. So
and,
true. You know, we recorded that. We recorded that 35 years ago, and all that's that was all extemporaneous speaking. You know, it was just things that I already knew and what have you, and I thought I should express about, you know, living in America and being grateful for what you have, because sometimes we forget to be grateful, you know, and thankful for the things that, you know, are important. And, you know, a lot of times as growing up, we mentioned that, you know, children are starving in parts of the world. But it's a lot more than, you know, just starving. It's having just so many wonderful things that we have that we just, you know, take for granted, you know, that it's wonderful, a beautiful park, you know, a lake, you know, fishing.
clothing, the most, you know, modern style of shoes or, you know, fashion and what have you. And that's not true for a whole lot of people in this world.
Yes, even in America, we have people, there are children that go hungry every night. You know, I mean, it's really, really not American-like to see that, but it does exist. And in Appalachia, you know, a lot of that is prevalent. And a lot of people are not aware, you know, of the children that are hungry here in America.
Yes, my mother was born in Appalachia, and she was a descendant of the McCoys and the Hatfields. And her,
yes, speaking of the McCoys and the Hatfields, that is a legendary story in itself, and they really did exist, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And my wife and I were married back there at my great-great-grandfather's house, you know, in Burnwell, Kentucky. It used to be called Stringtown, but when a new post office came in, they had to change the name to Burnwell. And it's an old house. It looks like an old Kentucky mansion, but it's built around the original log cabin, which was built in around 1810, 1801, something like that. And it faces the Tug River, and on the other side of the river is West Virginia, and that's where all the Hatfields were. But when we got married, we had a Hatfield photographer who's a friend of the family, and when it came time to pay him, he didn't want me to give him any money, but I insisted that I pay him because he's such a wonderful person. And he just recently passed away. His name was Jerry Hatfield. And he had a wonderful, wonderful wife. And, you know, on TV, a lot of times they try to say, you know, currently now the Hatfields and McCoy still don't like each other. It's not true. It's not true. I consider those Hatfields just as much as I consider my own relatives. And they're like, some of them are very, very dear friends. But
yeah,
that
well,
was a situation.
Really amazing.
Yeah, 150 years ago is when they had the feud and all that. And, you know, it was right in the middle of the Civil War and families were torn apart and brothers fought against brothers. And, you know, it was an awful time in America. But we have healed, you know, from that. And, you know, we're all, you know, Americans and we try to make the best country and world that we have, that we can.
Yeah, well, you know, we do the best we can. You know, perfection is not easy to reach. And the best we can do is live our lives to the best of our ability.
Yeah, so, you know, my mom, she sang on the radio back there in the 1930s. And most of the time, that was all live performances. It wasn't recorded and what have you. And when I grew up with my mom singing around the house and what have you, the family came to San Pedro, California in 1941 or 42, and with all her brothers, and they joined the Army. And after the war, she met my father, and, you know, they were married. And hearing my mom sing around the house, I just took it for granted. But my friends would come over and say, "Boy, Bob, your mom can really sing good." And I'd look at them, and I go, "She can?" Oh, I didn't know that. But I was just used to hearing her sing. So I kind of grew up with a lot of, you know, vocalists and musicians in the family. And it turns out some of my family's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and some are in the Country Hall of Fame. And I do have some cousins that just recently won Gospel Album of the Year in Nashville in 2015. That was Elliot McCoy and the Three Bridges. And they call themselves the Three Bridges, but nice people, you know, just wonderful people and just, you know, beautiful music.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, speaking of music, let's talk a little bit about your cousin, Jimmy Velvet. I've been reading a lot about him on Wikipedia. What a fascinating man. He was a big star during the 50s and 60s, and he had a lot of big hit records out. You know, so I'm sure that those in who are into music will recognize his name. One of his biggest hits was We Belong Together, which came out in April 1963. And can you tell us about your cousin?
Well, you know, growing up, I didn't realize that I was related to him, and I had been talking to him online. And he, you know, when he was 15 years old, he went to visit his babysitter, who was Mae Axton. And, you know, Mae Axton wrote the song Heartbreak Hotel. So Jimmy went to visit her because he's 15 years old, and he's feeling sad because his parents are getting a divorce. And he's at Mae's house, and she's putting on a concert in Florida at a football stadium. And there's going to be all kinds of rock stars there. So Jimmy goes, gosh, Mae, if I had any money, I'd buy a ticket. Well, Mae just roared with laughter. She goes, Jimmy, I'm in charge of the whole thing. You're in for free. So he's sitting backstage talking to this guitar player for about 2 hours. And finally, it's the guitar player's turn to go up and sing. And Jimmy says, oh, by the way, what's your name? He goes, well, I'm Elvis Presley. Well, him and Elvis were friends, you know, thereafter, and Jimmy ended up owning the Elvis Museum across the street from Graceland for 20, 25 years. And, he always had a camera with him. And so he took all these wonderful pictures of what have you. And in 2003, he put out a book called Inside the Dream. And it's a big tabletop book. And on the first page is a picture of Jimmy, Phil Everly, Buddy Holly, and Don Everly, all in the same picture. And they had another one with all of them, and Jerry Lee Lewis was in the picture too. But he covered everything from the 1950s in his book, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and well into the 2000s. And when you meet Jimmy, he's a real down-to-earth, nice person. And I met him at an Elvis festival in Orange County, and I had previously been, you know, communicating with him online, and I didn't even realize he was my cousin. So I had a CD called Heart of My Soul, and it had a picture of my great-great-grandfather's house in the background in Kentucky, you know, the mansion there. And so I gave it to him, and Jimmy says to me, you know, I have something to tell you. And I go, what? He goes, we're cousins. I go, you're kidding me. So I said, well, do you know Charlie McCoy? He goes, sure, I grew up with him. You know, anyway, Charlie McCoy's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he plays with, you know, everyone from Patsy Cline to Elvis to Everly Brothers, just, you know, just everyone. And anyway, when they had the TV show Hee Haw, he was like the musical director on it. And at any rate, he's always really busy. And this year, I think Charlie McCoy's going to be 80 years old in February, I think, February or March. And Jimmy's about the same age. He might be a year older, but they're both going to be 80 years old. So it was kind of interesting. And when we did my DNA study, it turned out that I had 1,800 cousins back there. And I'll be somewhere at an event singing or something, and some guy will hand me a microphone, and he'll say, I'm your cousin. He'll whisper to me and go, oh. So I wasn't surprised when Jimmy Velvet told me that, you know, we were related. But the cool thing is we have the DNA proof to prove it. And it's been an interesting ride. And I've been very lucky in my life to meet a lot of fine people. And I've been able to, I've sang in the Hollywood Bowl 3 or 4 times. I was so honored to do that. And probably one of the biggest honors I had was singing at a funeral. And it was in the city of Long Beach, and it was a Baptist, a church. And anyway, it was a black church. And they asked me to sing because the person that passed away was a very good friend of mine. I sang Peace in the Valley. And the thing that shocked me, the entire church stood up after I sang, gave me a standing ovation. And to me, that meant more to me than almost anything I'd ever done, you know, the fact that I was accepted by, you know, people in my community. And at any rate, I don't know if you understand how I felt there, but when I got back to my seat, some of my friends says, Bob, even the choir stood up and gave you a standing ovation. And at any rate, it was a small thing. And if I could have it all over, to do over again, I wish that my friend was still with us and that he had not passed away and then I had to sing. But it didn't. It did really make me feel, I felt more worthwhile doing that than I had, you know, a long time in my whole life. And it was just meaningful to me. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly or not.
Well, listen, Robert, I can understand why you got a standing ovation. And I want to inform you that I've had one eye on the clock, and it's actually time for us to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. So we're gonna end it with another one of your musical selections. And so I want to thank you for sending me that Christmas CD. My husband and I listened to it while we had Christmas dinner, and it was just wonderful. So I know you've got a birthday coming up, and I'm going to wish you a happy birthday now on the air, because your birthday is going to be any minute now, right?
Yeah, the 30th of December, I'll be 73 years old.
Oh, well, you're just a baby. and you're on the right show. You're on the Radio Boomers Live show, all the way live.
Right.
So we've got great stories here. We've got wonderful people. And we let people know that age is only a number. We just keep it moving, Robert, you know, like the Energizer Bunny. So we're going to hear the song now. Here we go.
Thank you. Swing down, three chairs, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. Particular about the chariot wheels, just wanted to see how a chariot feel. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. About the bumping of the road, just want to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. I got a father in the promised land. Ain't no more stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
I'm sorry, I muted myself and forgot to unmute myself. That's what we say here at Radio Boomers. Radio Boomers Live, we just forget to do things sometimes. So, as I was starting to say, it seems like it's 24/7 COVID-19, coronavirus, that's all we're talking about. But hopefully, if we keep talking about it, it'll soon be over. So, one of the things that the coronavirus is doing is actually going online. Well, not really. The virus isn't. But what they are doing is they are putting apps on your phone, at least on an iPhone. It's just already there in settings to use for contact tracing, so that if you come within X amount of feet of someone who has been tested positive for the coronavirus, it'll show up on your phone, and you can take that information that you won't know exactly who it is or exactly where they are, but you'll know that you should either go get tested or self-quarantine and take care of what you need to take care of so that you don't pass it on. Now, I know people are a little hesitant about putting tracing apps on their devices, and I don't blame you. I think I'm going to opt out for the first part of that. But I do suggest if you do have coronavirus and you do happen to go out and you know that you're out, that you do turn it on your phone so that people who do come past you will know that they have been exposed. It's going to be available in the app stores, both for iOS and for any type of cell phone that you possibly could have. And you should go ahead, just Google tracing devices or tracing apps on cell phones, and you can find out what you need to do on your particular type of cell phone. And then you'll know when you've been exposed, at least hopefully. So I'm just pushing, as I have been for weeks now, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, and now get that tracing device or that tracing app on your phone so if you go near anybody, you'll know it. Well, that's my tech time for today. Jim, what's your Jim?
Okay, baby, okay, boomers, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
Yeah, I always take notes when Aretha does her tech time. But, you know, it's about transitioning to the new times to stay afloat. And as Sophia was saying, it's so important because you might get a few tips here and there, and you could wind up with a home business or learning how to Zoom with your clients or your customers or work, whatever. And you have to learn. You have to learn the transition. And it's not that hard. A lot of this stuff is not that hard. Eric makes it very effective. And he tries real hard to make it easier to understand and so on. And with that, we have, talking about virtual, the virtual world, we have EasyWay Wall of Fame Awards Golden Gala coming up December 21st. Very anticipated situation. And it's not easy. I've been to both. I've been to so many events. They're a lot of work, but it doesn't mean when you don't go to the events and you're doing it at home online, it's easy. No, it's very difficult, especially for somebody like me just to watch it, because I don't understand. Let me see if we can get Eric on with us to talk a little bit about what's coming up here. And I'll wait for his sometimes. Eric, did we get you on? Let's see. Check with the engineer. Did we get Eric on with us?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we're going to try to get. Oh, there he is. Okay, we got Eric on. Eric, I'm just going over. We're talking to Sophia about the importance of transitioning to the world of virtual. And Eric, yeah, we got your little steam, little goal there. And just the importance of all this. And you've been doing the virtual for a while. You understand it. So tell us a little bit about, the virtual events and what's coming up on December 31st.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So hello, everybody that's listening to Radio Boomers Live. First and foremost, we want to thank you for listening and being continued listeners. Everything that we do is for you guys. A lot of platforms, a lot of different things. And we have our social platform that basically helps you help your clients. It helps you just meet and network and really build your community. And it's a great platform. And we've decided to do a yearly award show, a very high-level production, a very high-level award show, where we give out well over 50 certificates and opportunities and things like that, and about 30 trophies to individuals that we feel that deserve that recognition. And we have three different categories. We have the special awards, we have the general nominees, and then we have the Legends Awards. And our legends are Sharon Lecter, Forbes Riley, Frank Shankwitz, James Dentley, Kate Linder, Alex Stern, Jeff Hoffman.
Wow.
These are the founders of Priceline and co-founder of Constant Contact and co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad and created the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, Forbes has 1.5 million followers on Facebook. And, I mean, these are really established individuals that we're blessed to be working with to honor you guys. And in the production, we've had a couple speed bumps here and there, but we were able to get around everything, and we're going to finally air the official award show on December 31st. And this award show was created for the Easy Way Wall of Fame, which is our social platform. And my advice to everybody out there is build communities. You need to start transitioning your business to community building and to building a membership type business and just get people on board with you, because people are what's going to help people survive in this transition and the way that business is starting to move. And so I always recommend to everybody to have at least 1,000 people following you that you work with, that you have a community, and that's going to make you money. And so we have created an amazing award show with performers that are involved with Enrique Iglesias and Shane Sparks, who's a top level choreographer, and Prince's Prodigy, all these great people that are going to be performing. And then we have some amazing presenters, and we're going to be presenting well over 119 nominees. I think it's like 27 categories we're going to be honoring and announcing the winners. People have been waiting to find out who won the nomination and who's getting the award.
And you're talking about people from all over the world, basically. You have time zones to work with. All this has to be choreographed, so it's not quite as easy as people think sometimes, putting it all together.
We may be called Easy Way, but it's not always done the easy way, trust me. Brings me to the team. We have a very incredible team: Samuel Morris, Angelique Marie, Ian Saskia, Kevin Dorsey, Tony Boldy, Dana Ritter, just all these great people that you can't do a production without the team. And I'm only as good as my team. And so you guys see a lot of stuff, and obviously I'm the face and front runner for Easy Way, but it's really the team behind the talent that really makes things work. So I really want to say thank you on air to my team. And it's going to be a fantastic production. If you go to easywaywalloffame.com/EAGG, stands for Easy Way Golden Gala, Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, and you register up until today at 5 o'clock, it's $5 to watch on our website. So no matter what you have access to, if you have a Roku, Apple, or Amazon, you know, access on your smart TV, if you have an Apple phone and you download our app, it's free. So it's $5 if you want to watch it on our website, and it's $15 after 5 o'clock today. And it's going to be a 2-hour special and 1-hour gold carpet. So it's about 3 hours long, I believe. I believe that's how the editors are putting together. There's a lot of content. And it's just,
yeah,
there's so much that goes into editing a production like this. And we're getting ready to do the next one, our third annual. Can't wait to do the third annual. So we're going to be right away in the beginning of the year looking for people to be nominees and to be presenters and to perform. And this is a regular annual award show that we're going to do every year. And it's about $150,000 production. And we're very blessed to have sponsors like Billionaires Elite VIP and the Elise Project, Focus James, JLS TV, and so many others. So we want to thank our sponsors for being able to make these productions happen. And these productions and this Wall of Fame is going into the networks that we're creating, which are going to create jobs for you guys, opportunities for you guys, ways to make money in this, you know, hard times of COVID, and ultimately draw attention to what we do, which is help you, help brand you, help build you, help give you visibility, help you develop your business, help you, you know, basically be successful with our concierge, you know, services. And so we're really excited about it. It's going to be a very amazing production. It's on December 31st at 5 o'clock.
And this is kind of the first of its kind, isn't it?
It is, definitely is. I was one of the first people to do a virtual carpet. And we did that already. We already recorded that. So the people that were on that carpet, you know, we'll be, you know, airing that. And then, you know, this will be rebroadcasted. And this is definitely a first of its kind in the way that we're doing it, the way that the methodology is on
it. And you're doing
what we're doing with it, you know, what we're doing afterwards on it. Anybody that wins, we're even building our own photo agency, just like Wire Image, to support the winners. And when you get on our platforms, on any of our stages, the power is in the visibility that you're getting on search engines afterwards. If you get involved with any of our platforms, you're going to get so much credibility and edification behind what it is that you're doing afterwards, which is going to get you business, plain and simple. And then, you know, we want to sell TV shows and give people opportunities to get their own shows and channels and networks and really their own platforms,
well,
their own membership platforms.
With what you're doing, it's so different from other networks and other situations, because you allow so much interaction where people can actually, you know, communicate with each other and interact.
Yeah, it's a very, very interactive, engaging platform. One of our members said that, you know, if you engage, you get paid. I love that. I use that, get paid to engage. And we're building more and more opportunities. We're upgrading more and more, and it's just really going to be pretty awesome. So I also want to say thank you to Sophia, who was the previous guest. Sophia is one of our head agents on the Wall of Fame. She's going to help to head up a lot of the customer service and the affiliate programs that are going to be on there. And, you know, all of our affiliates, all of our clients, all the people that we have, we're launching the Billionaires Elite Television Network, JLS TV, and we've already soft launched JD3 TV. And we're going to really be something amazing. It's going to be something amazing for you guys.
This is an amazing. What you built, big congratulations to what you put together, because it is groundbreaking. And that's not easy, being a pioneer. And it's just attracting so much attention.
I want to say thank you to you, Dad. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you investing and supporting me in the beginning. And I want to say thank you to Aretha, you know, as well, which I hope she's not on mute so we can hear her this time.
I was, but I came off mute. Well, I have to say, working with the two of you, you are both a mutual admiration society, and I've never seen a father and son work together so well and get so much accomplished.
I just try to keep up.
I also want to let all the listeners know, you know, what we plan on in the future, and hopefully, Aretha, you come along with this. You know, we want to turn Radio Boomers Live into a TV show soon, and, you know, full-fledged professional production, and take all these episodes and, you know, get them up on the Roku channel. And you know, we're going to start doing a lot of stuff with audiobooks and podcasts and the audio side, but we also want to, you know, turn it into a TV show here soon. And, you know, all you got to do is, Aretha, hop on that computer and just make sure you get your hair did and get your makeup on and get camera ready. but I think that we have a pretty good audience for Radio Boomers Live, and I think that they're really going to want to engage with you guys, because we've been studying and actually looking at how much engagement the show is getting. And I think it's getting to that point now where we can start turning into a TV show and have to be a fully interactive TV show.
People know about it. I know that.
Yeah, just like I do with my show, my Easy Talk Live is rocketing. I mean, and by the way, guys, Sharon Lecter, the co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and Michelle Seeler Tucker, they have their new book, Exit Rich. So we're going to be supporting them tomorrow.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, is it Rich? Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is all exciting, and so it's December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the time that they would tune in? How do they do that? I'm trying to explain.
So what you do to tune in is, first and foremost, if you have an Apple phone, it's really simple and it's free. You just go to your Apple store and you search Easy Way Network, and you download the TV app that we have. And you'll see a a big square that says Easy Way Wall of Fame Live. And at 5 o'clock on the 31st for New Year's Eve, you click it and click play, and you'll be able to watch the award show. It's free. There's no charge for anybody that downloads our app. If you have an Apple television, smart TV, if you have a Roku stick or Amazon Fire stick, if you have a Roku box, if you have a smart TV, you have Roku, Apple, or Amazon, you can search our Easy Way Network channel and install it for free. Same thing. Click on Easy Way Wall Live.
Wow.
And then watch it live.
Watch it on the big flat screen. So cool.
And if you don't have that, then you go to easywaywalloffame.com and click on live. And then there's a registration form that you fill out, and I definitely recommend you get it done today, because the price is going to change to $15 after 5 o'clock today. So it's $5 right
okay.
now to register to watch it, and it'll go to $15 after 5 o'clock today.
Oh, wow. This is going to be and how long does the show last?
It's a three-hour special. Now I don't know about the editors. The editors are my bosses, so if they change that, you know, I believe it's an hour for the gold carpet and it's 2 hours for the actual award show. But whatever it ends up being, it'll definitely be at five.
Okay, well, this is I'm writing all this. This is going to be exciting, and then the time zones. You know, people watching in New York and so on, and it's going to be on New Year's Eve. This is really going to be cool. And another congratulations to you, Eric. Good work. This is going to be a great way to enter the new year, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And we just want to honor and recognize and appreciate those that have honored, recognized, and appreciated us. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for these people who supported us and it came on our stage. And, you know, they're already way, 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 way more established than we were. And they gave us a shot, you know. And so we figured we'd return the favor. And we've always said, as we've been building on social media, that we're going to support you if you support us. If you support us, we support you. And so we're trying to do these productions to really support our community. Our goal is to build a community, is to build a family, a virtual family that all supports each other, that are all business owners, and everybody helps each other get business. You know, and one giant collaborative situation. But we have some very unique technologies and very unique ways of how we're doing it. And it's a lot of fun. And everybody that plays with family loves it, and we have over 40 shows now. We're going to be launching a lot of shows next year. We have four television networks. Wait until you guys see EasyWay.tv and the new app that's coming out on the Wall of Fame. I mean, it's some really, really awesome stuff.
That's amazing. Well, it's amazing. It is like a big family, and the lineup is like a who's who. I mean, you got some names there, household names. But I want to thank you for coming out.
I don't want to forget about Carmelita Pittman as well. She's involved with the award show. She's been a great host on Radio Boomers Live. She's been an amazing supporter. In fact, Engineer, if you could bring her on, I want her to say hello as well. She's still there with us. I want to acknowledge her. Carmelita, you there?
Hey.
There she
is.
Hey,
Carmelita.
You know Reba.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I always stay tuned till the very, very end. So I'm enjoying the show, and congratulations to you, Eric, and of course what Aretha said earlier. I echo her sentiments. I think the two of you, father-son relationship that you had over the years is to be admired and is an inspiration to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, I want to do a father-son book. Actually, I a lot of people have been saying that they love the family vibe and how we work and yeah, me and my dad are really, really close, and you never know how long you're going to have with your family. You know, your family is always first, and I wouldn't be where I am today. And my dad's gone through some really crazy times with cancer twice. You know, he's beat it twice, and his faith is unbelievable, and my faith is unbelievable. And we just hope to be an inspiration for other people that might be going through hard times. But yeah,
and
me and my dad are going to do some pretty incredible stuff. And my dad doesn't even know, but he's going to be a real big speaker for motivating people that are dealing with disease, that are dealing with hard times. Because my dad I think you're one of the most motivated people based upon what you've gone through and what you've beat and your faith. I think you're gonna guide a lot of people to the light.
Well, like we say, the way in which you think, you know, you got to be positive. And we're talking to Reef and Carmelita, and they're very faith-based preachers in their own right. And Carmelita, I just want to say, boy, you have guests on your show that I really tune in and listen to, because talking about interesting, you know. This is stuff that goes
you know,
back.
I want to also throw out there our motto. And if you look up Easy Way, you know, Wall of Fame Awards, our motto is we strive to unite the light for God's chosen elites. And we're very loud about God and faith. And I mean, to anybody, whatever your faith is, we support you. But in our case, it's Jesus Christ as God. And yeah, he will
and
guide
your gold
you.
Carpet,
through.
Eric. You get the gold carpet.
Yeah, we actually call it God's golden carpet. So we're going to be doing a lot of amazing events that are, you know, family centric, is spiritual centric, and we hope that people walk on the gold carpet. You know, do things the easy way, and we're trying to get more and more people to understand what we're really doing, and why we're doing it, and really, you know, easy way is God's way.
Well, going into 2021, it's going to be exciting. We don't know how long the situation will last with all the shutdowns and so on and so forth. But the virtual, I think, is here to stay for a lot of people, and I think a lot of people like the way it operates.
It's going to be a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
I don't miss driving in the traffic. We all say we're zoomed out, but how trafficked out were we before?
Exactly. Yeah.
You give a little, you take a little.
Listen, before we exit and everybody gets in their Ferrari or on their horse, I just want to say one thing. Jim, I hope that book that I sent to you by Ty Bollinger was called Think Outside the Box. I hope that book was of help to you while you were going through your challenge.
Very beneficial, and I page through it, I go through it, and it's little points here and there. It's the positive input. Oh yeah, and people understand. They have to understand it's very important going into situations with a positive outlook. It's proven. You know, like I give you the analogy of Larry King. You know, on the show.
Speaking of books, I want to plug my book real quick. The Influence Effect. which, you know, teaches you from 45 of top-level influencers that are my friends that helped me get to where I am on how to create an influence effect for yourself. And we've had over 2,200 people get the book, and every single person has said that they've loved it and it's taught them something, and it just really motivated them. And it's ericzulli.com/book. Anybody wants to check that out. I can't believe that I'm promoting my own book. I never thought in a million years I'd be an author, let alone a 3-time best-selling author.
Oh, no,
and I
want to
thank you, Eric, for including me in the book.
Carmelita,
yeah. Carmelita's in the book. Sophia's in the book. My dad's in the book. Reva's in the book. Everybody's in the book. The whole Easily family.
You got to read the articles, the chapters. Every one. You know, it's a situation where you're reading it, and when you have a movie or a book that you don't want to set it down because the next page or the next movie scene is so interesting, that's a success. And that's why I was at with.
We don't have a whole lot more time. I have to hop off. But easywaywalloffame.com/EAGG. That is basically where you go to register. That is where you get the information. Or if you already have Roku, if you already have all the stuff I mentioned, you can go to easywayrsvp.com if you want more information sent to you on email or to get on our list and that stuff. You can also text EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, WAY to the number 55678 to get updated on all of our stuff.
There you go.
So, Aretha, I hope that you guys put that out there. We have 4 days now to really let all your people know that you'll be in the show and that this is finally airing. And, you know, we're really, really anxious to hear the feedback and get the feedback on our first major, major production. I've done a lot of productions, but not this big. So I'm looking forward to the feedback.
This is amazing. Big congratulations. Great job, Eric. And thank you for popping on and filling us in and everything. And we're all looking forward to going into 2021. This is going to be the way to do it.
All right. Love you.
Absolutely.
And Carmelita and Aretha, thank you guys. I think it's been a very interesting, exciting year. And looking forward to rolling on with this. This is it's different. It's definitely different times.
2021 is going to be better. Of course, you know it's going to be better, but I believe it's going to be a fantastic comeback, and we're just going to step up to the plate, and we'll be different, but we'll be better when we come back strong.
Yeah.
We're moving forward better.
And Carmelita, are you jumping on your little pony or are you getting in your Ferrari? Because I know what Aretha's.
You know, I have a choice, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got so much coming ahead. Wait till you see what I've got coming next, you guys.
Sounds good.
Oh, my.
Well, guys, time's up. The clock's ticked. Time for Radio Boomers Live to sign out next Monday morning. And we'll see you there. So keep moving, keep the faith. Radio Boomers Live signing out.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.